Families living in fear of domestic violence often feel shamed and isolated. That's magnified when the threat comes from their child. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports on King County's effort to help.
Vicki used to hide the knives in her home. We're not using her real first name because she fears her abusive ex-husband. But he's not the reason Vicki was hiding the knives. She was being beaten by her 13-year-old son, who we're calling Angel. Vicky's social worker, Claudia Pineda, interprets.
He would kick me, punch me, abuse me, call me the worst words.
Angel was out of control. He wasn't going to school, and sometimes he wasn't coming home at night. He was even hitting his two younger siblings.
It was really stressful because I wouldn't sleep at night. I would be calling the cops, calling my family members. I had no idea where he was.
Vicki says she became so fearful he would go to jail. All she could do was pray. Family violence is complex and paralyzing. More than half the time for young abusers, it's also a learned behavior. Lily Anderson is a social worker with King County and an expert in domestic violence.
It's most often dads toward their moms. And then the mom leaves the partner, the abusive partner, or he leaves. And then when the children become adolescents, they start acting like their dad toward their mom.
Over the past 2 years, more than 700 young people in King County have been arrested for committing violence against a family member. In the past, that meant a trip to detention and a possible criminal record. But the county says that approach wasn't helping. So about a year and a half ago, they stopped prosecuting and started offering something different, an intervention. Instead of a jail cell, youth are taken to an unlocked, converted space in the detention center. There, they get a room, a bed, and a meal. Family members stay separated for a few days while social workers like Claudia Pineda listen to their stories. They develop a safety plan and figure out the best supports going forward. For Vicki, it was a relief. Pineda shares her ethnicity, spoke her language, and listened without judgment.
And I adore my children.
Los quiero. O sea, son mi motivación a seguir.
They're my motivation to go on.
Y por ellos hago yo todo hasta lo imposible.
And I would do anything for them, even the impossible.
So last March, Vicki and her son, Angel, entered into an agreement with the juvenile court to participate in a 20-week program called Step Up that focuses on building relationships and accountability. Lily Anderson co-wrote the curriculum.
We directly address the violence, and the kids know I'm here to stop being violent, and that's what we're all doing.
Paul Daniels is program services manager for the King County Juvenile Court. He says the court process tears families apart. This approach makes services available when they're needed. It's also voluntary.
My biggest fear is that they wouldn't stay. You know, they'd come here, and since there was no locks on the doors and no requirement that they actually stay, I thought kids would get up and walk out the door. And I couldn't have been more wrong.
Daniel says several hundred kids have come through the center. Only one has walked away, and only 8% have reoffended. The model has also shown to serve more families of color than the county's other diversion programs. Vicki says even though Angel signed on to the program, at first he would get abusive and refuse to go. But Pineda developed a strong relationship with Angel, and things began to turn around.
He comes and smiles and laughs. He hugged me last week when he saw me. You know, he saw me and he was like, hey, and he gave me a hug.
Vicki says she has a better relationship with Angel these days. He's happier, he goes to school, and she has a plan if he gets stressed out or angry. Things aren't perfect. Vicki says, though, she reminded him, called him, and texted, he didn't show up for our interview. But Angel's not in jail, she says. Her younger children are safe, and she doesn't feel like she has to hide the knives anymore. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.